From the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada, the site of the 2026 FIFA World Cup, I am your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio, and here's Gen X. With myself, 1980, from Gen X featuring Billy Idol. 44 years later, he is still rocking and rolling, and just recently played a show here in BC down in Vancouver, right down the Trans-Canada Highway. We are Canada's international voice on shortwave. I am your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio, here to make you happy, keep you from not being down in the boondocks. This is Billy Joe Royal on Pop Shop Radio. Every night I watch the light from the house up on the hill. Billy Joe Royal on Pop Shop Radio, 1965. He was born in Valdosta, Georgia, and he was influenced heavily by R&B and soul musicians like Mr. Sam Cooke. Took that one to number 9 in the U.S. and number 1 here in Canada. I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. We bring you... what we do each and every week on Shortwave. We got Harry Nielsen right now. This is Everybody's Talking.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Sailing on summer breeze and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you
Harry Nielsen from the Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, had a hit in 1969 with a theme from the film Midnight Cowboy. Went to number 6 in Billboard's charts and won a Grammy Award for being featured in that very same film. This is Pop Shop Radio. It is time for our record number 1.
Song number 1.
And this week it comes from Led Zepp guy Jimmy Page. This is She Just Satisfies. Pop Shop Radio's record number 1, the first 45 from Jimmy Page. He would go on to co-found a group called Led Zeppelin, and it's called She Just Satisfies, 1965. It wasn't a hit. at all, anywhere. But there would be better days ahead for Mr. Page. This is Pop Shop Radio. Here's Emo Ford and the Checkmates.
What do you want to make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say, they make me glad, they make me sad, they make me want a lot of things that I never had. You fooling around with me now, where hell you lead me on and then you run away. Well, that's alright, I'll get you alone tonight, and baby you'll find you're messing with dynamite. So what do you wanna make those eyes at me for, if they don't mean what they say? They make me sad, they make me want a lot of things that I never had. You're fooling around with me now, well you lead me on and then you run away. Well that's alright, I'll get you alone some night, and baby you'll find you're messing with dynamite. So what do you wanna make those eyes at me for, if they don't mean what they say?
Oh, Emo Ford and the Checkmates. He's from St. Lucia in the British Windward Islands. And went to number one just about everywhere all over Europe. And the song, though, itself was a big hit way back in 1917. I don't think they sang doo-wop-a-doo-wee-doo-wee-doo-wop. It's 1917, though. Here's Polly Brown on Pop Shop Radio.
Far away, I feel you still close to me.
Oh, that is Polly Brown from Birmingham in the UK. She was a member of a group called Piggity Witch and also of a group called Sweet Dreams. She almost went on to represent the UK in Eurovision in 1975, didn't quite make it to the final. But she had a big hit with a song called Up in a Puff of Smoke. This one's called You're My Number One. It was not a number one anywhere and only went to number 30 in New Zealand. Good one on you, Kiwi.
Remember this golden classic.
Oh, yeah. Well, Pop Shop Radio taking you back to 1957 for a number one record from Marty Robbins. They're all dressed up in a white sport coat and a pink carnation.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
Singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and NASCAR racing driver. Marty Robbins, one of the most successful country and western singers for over four decades in a career that spanned the 40s to the 80s. And he was also the outlaw country music pioneer. Number one from 1957 on Pop Shop Radio. Hey, want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We'll get one right out to you right now. Here's the Curacao Flyers and Hit Records.
When I was a kid, I was always here in the stores around my way. Never on the beach, always out of reach, looking for a record to play. Hit Records, you know darn well. Hit Records, hey, I'm under the spell. Hit Records, I buy each one I find. Hit Records.
wanna find. I can't get them out of my mind.
1975 there for the Curacao Flyers. And Hit Records. Well, it doesn't have to be a hit for me to collect it. Hits, misses, whatever. Hey, we'd like to play that on Pop Shop Radio. They were famous for a record called Little Does She Know that was a top 20 hit in the UK. This one, though, called Hit Records, strangely enough, wasn't a hit anyway. Oh, well. Better luck next time, guys. Jean-Michel Jarre avec Oxygène 4. Il est surtout connu pour sa carrière solo dans la musique électronique. Il a vendu quelques 85 millions de disques au cours de sa courte carrière. That is Jean-Michel Jarre from France, Oxygène Part 4 on Pop Shop Radio. Hey, as I said, if you want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to RadioPopShop@gmail.com. We will get one right out to you. But right now, we got Chicory Tip. Pride comes before a fall. That is Chicory Tip on Pop Shop Radio. You might know them better for their version of the record Son of My Father, which was also recorded by Giorgio. They were named after a brand of coffee that contained chicory. Yum, yum, yum. Must have been delicious. Like the stuff we play on Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. More stuff coming right up. You're listening to Pop Shop Radio on Channel 292 in Germany. For a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca or on Twitter, we're not going to call it X, at Pop Shop Radio 1. Stay tuned for a shortwave radiogram at the end of this show. It's a cool one. It'll be the label of one of the records we have played for.
When she was married to Seb nearly 27 years before, he had to change the style a little, but it looked just fine. They stayed up all night, but they got it finished just in time. Now on the arm of her daddy, she's walking down the aisle. Then she catches my eye and she gives me a secret smile. Well, I can see her now in the tight blue jeans, pumping all her money in a record machine, spinning like a top. You should have seen her go. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Now a proud daddy only want to give his little girl the best, and so he put down a grand on a cozy little love's neck. You could have called the reception and a qualified success. They had a flash hotel for 150 guests. Well, take a look at the bridegroom smiling, pleased as pie, shaking hands all round with a glassy look in his eye. He got a real good job and shirt and ties nice, but I remember a time when she would never even look at him twice. But I can see her now drinking with the boys, breaking their hearts like they were toys. She used to do the pony, she used to do the stroll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
Ah, Dave Edmonds there from his 1977 LP, Get It. I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll, written by Nick Lowe and recorded by him as well. Just kind of popularized by Mr. Edmonds himself. What good stuff. They don't make them like that anymore. Thank you, Dave Edmonds. This is Pop Shop Radio from Hope in British Columbia in Canada, where Canada rocks with Helix. This is The Kids Are All Shaken.
Turn on the radio. Turn on to me.
Pop Shop Radio with Kitchener, Ontario's very own Helix from 1985, shipped to number 75 here in the Canadian charts. And the song The Kids Are All Shaking was inspired by a fan letter from some fans of the group from Poland, of all places. This is Pop Shop Radio.
Bubbling over with!
Time to get up and dance, boys and girls. Here's the Spotniks and Happy Henrik Hola Polka. Yeah, one of the best things to come out of Scandinavia. That is the Spotniks and Happy Henrik Polka. Oh, we just love it. Yeah, they were formed by Bjorn Thalen and Bo Starnander and Bo Winberg and released 43 LPs throughout their entire career. Well, all I can say to that is all right, all right. Yeah, here's Mongo Jerry from 1973 on Pop Shop Radio with your DJ Tony. Mongo Jerry on Pop Shop Radio with All Right, All Right, All Right. Which, seeing as they repeated that three times in 1973, it's only appropriate that it went to number three in the UK charts. Didn't do anything in the USA, but here in Canada, it at least went to number 92. I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada. Heard around the world on shortwave because we are filling your ear holes with lots and lots of kilowatts. Right now, we have got one of the best bands that everybody loves but hasn't had any hits. This is Any Trouble and Touch and Go featuring Clive Gregson.
Sometimes it hurts so much that I wonder what kind of spell I am under that makes
They were such a good group. Clive Gregson and Any Trouble. 1983, a record called Touch and Go. Like everything else they released, it wasn't a hit anywhere, but got lots of radio play, and everybody seems to love them. Oh, gotta wonder what's going on. Time for our Twin Spin Double Play. It comes from Kate Bush on Pop Shop Radio. Commander of the Order of the British Empire, Kate Bush, and Wuthering Heights with a number one record there and a platinum single from 1978. It's the top half of our Twin Spin Double Play. Wasn't a hit in the USA, but, well, I bought it, so there.
Twin Spin now!
And, of course, she followed it up in 1980 with this absolute corker of a great record, 1980 gold number 5 record in the UK, Kate Bush and Babushka. Watch out for the flying digits, everyone.
She wanted to test her husband. She knew exactly what to do. A pseudonym to fool him. She couldn't have made a worse move. She sent him 70 letters, and he received them with a strange delight. Just like his wife, but how she was before the tears, and how she was before the years flew by, and how she was when she was beautiful. She sang the letter on, Babushka, Babushka.
Gold record for Kate Bush there from 1980, the bottom half of our Twin Spin Double Play this show. That is Babushka. She took it to number 5 in the UK, and as expected, nothing in the USA. Strange things, right? Here's Jim Capaldi on Pop Shop Radio, where we're keeping the music and shortwave alive from the town of Hope in British Columbia, in Canada. I'm your DJ, Tony. This one is called Love Hurts.
Love hurts, love scars, love wounds, and must any heart that's not tough or strong enough to take a lot of pain, take a lot of pain. Love is like a flower, holds a lot of rain.
Capaldi, one of the founding members of the group Traffic, with a song originally recorded and written by the recorded by the Everly Brothers back in the 1950s, and then of course later recorded by a group called Nazareth, which we've all heard of. Well, Jim took his version to number 4 in the UK in 1975, number 6 in Australia, and number 15 here in Canada. Boys and girls, get your equipment ready for our shortwave radiogram, MFSK 64. Probably we'll figure that out later. But it's a goodie. It'll be a label of one of the records we played on this show. Right now, we're heading to Serbia. Plakem kao dete, cry like a baby in Serbian.
Thank you.
Azra Halilovic, Platim Kaldete, Cry Like a Baby in Serbian on Pop Shop Radio. Closing out this week's show. I'm your DJ Tony. It's great having you along this week. Our shortwave radiogram is now coming up in 3, 2, 1.
Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.